Welcome back to Staccato. This is our first podcast recording session in person in God knows how long. Too long. We are sitting side by side, not across the screen. And Acacia's finally back from all her trips. I'm back in Chandler after being in Tucson for a couple weeks. And so this is the first time we've seen each other
Since May.
Yeah. And
Since
now we're
May.
In September. And so that was fun. We had a little reunion.
I know. It was so nice. And we were just talking about our four-year friendiversary is coming up in 2 weeks on October 8th. So that'll be exciting. We'll see each other then. We need to figure out if we're going to meet here in Tucson, but we'll figure it out. So yeah, just the two of us this week. Just going to do a life update. Avantika went out of town as well, and I can talk about Vegas.
Mm-hmm. And then also just speaking of like next times, we'll see each other for the friendiversary. And then Acacia is also coming to Tucson for the U of A ASU game.
Yes.
Which I'm confused where my loyalty is supposed to be. So I might be neutral on this one.
Wear no colors.
Yeah, seriously. But hopefully we can spend time that weekend as
You don't
well.
Even have that much U of A merch though, comparatively,
and
right?
I'm salty about it because I'm paying them so much in tuition. Technically, I didn't pay ASU anything. Like,
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of scholarship. And I'm paying U of A a lot. And I've got one hat to show. And that's it. It's just one hat.
They're
That
like,
says
we're
college
giving
medicine.
You an iPad and textbooks. You don't need merch.
All right. But until I get more merch, I'm going to keep wearing my ASU track pants, jackets, shoes.
Do you wear them around campus?
I did once.
That's
it was
brave.
scary.
That's brave.
It was during the weekend, so I was like, maybe I have a better shot. And
Yeah.
I was just going to the library. But of course, I still saw people and got shit for it.
Yeah.
So, but they're so comfy. They're so nice.
I know. I still wear the stuff all the time.
I need to
Absolutely.
Get a patch and put it on top of the pitchfork. And then they can be maroon U of A pants.
Oh my god. That would be funny. Imagine. I guess we'll go chronologically. I went to Vegas. We were talking about that on Adam's episode 2 weeks ago. So I went with my Canadian friend Talia, who's been on the podcast before. And it was very fun. I was very happy to go and be 21. We got to see Steve Aoki, Tiesto, and Zedd. All at three different clubs. So the first night was Omnia, and that was, yeah, Steve Aoki, and that was really good. And then we saw...
We've seen Steve Aoki before.
Yes, we saw him in the spring at mm-hmm. Devil Palooza, and that was pretty cool. And then I saw Tiesto at Tao Beach Club, and that was pretty fun. I did actually get in the pool. I didn't think I would, but I did, and that was quite something, but it was fun. And then I saw Magic Mike, and that was really good. I love those movies, so it was really cool to see it in person. And also, it was one of the cheaper shows, because, you know, shows in Vegas can be really expensive. So that was really good. And then we saw Zedd. Maybe Zedd was at Omnia. It could have been a different one. But that one was really cool, because there was a patio overlooking the Strip. So he wasn't out there. He was obviously inside doing the whole thing, but... there was a really cool patio. We ended up joining an Indian bachelor party.
Really?
We got pulled into a table. We didn't get drinks, but we got pulled into the table and we're dancing, and we were like having the most fun of anyone patio.
Indians know how to party.
Oh, they
we'll
do.
Have a good time.
Absolutely. So it was fun. It was fun overall. I did enjoy it. Didn't do too much like casino seeing. I gambled once. I gambled $1 and lost $1.
Oh.
Because I didn't bring any cash with me and I didn't feel like getting any out because it was an expensive weekend anyway. So
didn't want to risk it more than
exactly.
You had to.
It was a good trip though. It was a good trip.
How many times did you go with ASU for like the basketball?
Just one.
Okay.
I never went for basketball because I had my spring break trips during the tournament games.
Mm-hmm.
So I had been three times before, once for the football game.
Right.
And then twice with family. So
yeah.
This was my fourth trip to Vegas, but first time where I actually got to experience
exactly.
Sin City.
yeah, that's good. I haven't done Vegas since being 21, because the only other times I like went with my family once when we were younger, and then the football game.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see if that's in the future at any point.
We should go. I will never go with a man again. There was a guy mm-hmm. with our group, and it really just like you get all the VIP experiences and stuff when you're just a group of girls, because they need women at these things. So yeah, it hindered us a little bit, and we had to like split his really expensive cover at the clubs.
Yeah.
And it got expensive every time. What, 75, 90, 100.
Oh,
and we just
gosh.
Had to keep, and there were five of us, so it wasn't that bad once you split it. They actually haven't even sent me how much I owe.
Oh yeah.
I don't even know if I'm gonna pay anyone back, to be honest,
But for
but
one person, it's a lot. Like if he was doing his own
it's
cover for a
Vegas,
hundred, no,
yeah.
seriously. No, that's why the hack is you go with girls.
Hakkasan was where Steve Aoki has his residencies. Hakkasan at MGM, and then Tao is at the Venetian, and Omnia is at Caesar's Palace.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I did not have a crazy trip, but after our first block, which I'll talk about that first, it was 6 weeks of just foundations. And so that was like all the basics of everything. We passed, super excited about
Woo!
that.
You are what, 1/16th done with med school or something? Yeah, 16th, right? Because 4 years, four blocks.
No, not four blocks per year. There's like many blocks. And only the first 2 years. It gets
Okay, it
complicated. It
gets
gets complicated, but all that matters is now we're starting our
1/32nd.
whatever the number is. Now we're starting our musculoskeletal block, MSS, or some people say MSK. And this goes more into like what you would expect typical med school to be like. We're learning all the bones, all the muscles, everything that comes with it. Before it was just like a brief overview on everything, and now we're starting to dive into in each of the topics. So it was exciting to pass that first final just to be like, okay, we can do this. Now we'll do it how many more times that we have to. And then afterwards, we had that Friday off because we had the final on a Thursday. And so then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a group of us went to Sedona just to like hang out and experience the outside. A lot of us had been
Was the
locked in the
weather
library.
good,
It
or
wasn't bad.
was
In the mornings, it was definitely better. By the time it hit 11, it was too hot to be
it really?
hiking or anything. Yeah. It was definitely better than here, but not insanely good. And so the first day we drove and we stopped by at one of my family friends' house and we had lunch with her parents, which was really nice. And it also cut up the trip. So it was 2 hours from Tucson to Phoenix and then about another 2 hours from Phoenix to Sedona. And then we went to Sedona, we unpacked, had a really nice Airbnb. The views are spectacular. It was two stories, three bedrooms. Everyone fit really comfortably. We had 10, 9 people in total. And then like nice kitchen, lots of amenities. And so we like unpacked all our stuff and then we went on a short hike to Bell's Rock. And that was fun.
I have done that one. I've
Yeah.
done Bell
And so we went like all the way up and we have some really cute pictures from that one.
Did you Devil's Bridge? I still have never done Devil's
I haven't
Bridge.
done it, but two of the people in our group went to that one. That was Saturday morning where the girls stayed at home and we did our yoga and the guys went out to Devil's Bridge and did that hike. And so still that first night we came home from the hike and we planned everything really perfectly. We were all saying it was so refreshing traveling with a group of med students because we're all type
Yeah,
A.
of course.
And so we had our schedule planned out. We had our reservation. Everyone got ready on time. We had transportation. Like everything was going
There you go.
flawlessly. Yeah.
How
And
many
so
cars did you take up there?
three cars because some people were coming from Phoenix, some people from Tucson. Everyone had their own thing going on. And then we went to this nice dinner at a place called The Vault Friday night. And it was someone's birthday in the group. So we just celebrated that. And then came back home and had a wine night and we had a little fireplace. And so we put that on. We made s'mores. That was
Oh, I
cute.
just love
Yeah.
that.
Had music going and then went to bed. And so then Saturday was a really chill day because all of us were just like, we don't want to wake up early. That's the
Yeah.
one criteria. And so we slept in a little bit. Then we did a yoga class in the morning. We had coffee on the porch. I read for a little bit. And then one of my friends got me hooked on The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. It's on Hulu and it's like typical reality. They talk about
You
their
love a
lives.
trashy reality TV
100%. Yeah. And so they're trying to show like what life is inside the Mormon church, even though these ladies are not what the typical church does, I don't think. They're kind of wild, but
Yeah, we should know. We know lots of Mormons
no,
personally.
yeah. Especially in the Gilbert area. Like we
Yes.
know what that's like. But it was just entertaining to watch. So we watched a couple episodes of that and then we went to pickleball that evening and there were pickleball courts everywhere because I guess
I
Sedona's where all the
still never played, bro.
really
No.
I've only played a handful of times and they've all been in
Do you like
Tucson.
it?
It's fun. It's like easy to pick up
Yeah.
and doesn't take too much
Isn't it just
exertion.
like easy tennis?
Yeah, basically. And so they had courts really close by with nets and everything. So we went, played for a couple hours and then came home and had a family dinner. That was fun. We cooked pasta and
Naturally.
yeah, something you can do for a big group of people. And that's where we cooked asparagus. And I was telling Acacia that I cooked asparagus at home. That's the first vegetable I've actually put on the stove since moving to Tucson.
Besides microwaving something.
Exactly. And so that's why I got inspired. We made asparagus together and I was like, okay, I can do this. This isn't too bad. And then we had meatballs and we had so many portions because we didn't want to, like, we got the big family bag of everything, but that was a little too much for our group. And so the next morning we just had pasta and meatballs for breakfast.
That's crazy.
We're like, no one wants to take this home. We obviously don't want to waste. And so we had a heaping bowl of pasta before leaving the
That's
house.
funny.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so Saturday we played pickleball, came home, had dinner, and then everyone went to bed pretty early because Sunday morning we went on a hike and then got in the car and started driving back to Tucson. And then on the way back home, we stopped at someone else's house, got to meet his dogs and meet the family and everything, and then came back to Tucson.
Very
So
nice.
it was a good 3-day weekend. I feel like
Yeah.
we all needed it. Yeah.
Yep. And then this past week was a little hectic for me because I was doing my Fulbright application because the ASU deadline was on Tuesday, so was busy with that. The debate was on Tuesday. Did you watch?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a watch party with Tyler's friends at his apartment. It was entertaining, you know,
It
as
was
they
fun.
always are.
Yeah. It felt more like, it almost felt like I was watching another reality show more than our political national debate going on.
There was lots of good meme content,
Yeah.
though, that
Totally.
has come out of that. So,
Yes.
anyway, yeah, if you guys aren't registered to vote, please register and please vote.
Do your research, put your vote in.
Yeah, voting period is what matters, though. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. I watched the debate. I just watched, I had to, it's, oh my gosh. It was recorded on Hulu. So during the time, I had band rehearsal. So I didn't watch it live, but then I went back and I watched the recording of it. Band is going well, by the way. It's been nice to play my flute once a
Yeah,
week.
you haven't played in so long.
Yeah. I did my spring semester of senior year. So it
Well,
feels like
that's
I'm
true. You did
continuing
Maroon and
that.
Gold, didn't you?
Exactly. Yeah. But it's a nice change of pace for sure. We've only had three rehearsals, but
Do you guys
like,
have a concert?
yeah, but only in December. In Maroon and Gold, we had two a
Two, yeah.
semester. This one is only one.
That's like really slow to learn music.
Yeah. The music's on the tougher side,
Oh,
though.
really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not practicing outside of band, so it's whatever I do there,
Fair enough.
but it's fun. I'm enjoying it so far.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we started Arizona Wind Symphony 3 weeks ago, so we've had three rehearsals, and that's been really good. Our first concert is jazz, and so I've been really enjoying that. There's a lot of sax
Oh,
features.
yeah.
So yeah, that's been fun. And we have two college students in the section because we're down one person, and so they're filling in, and they were like, well, while we're at it, since it's a sax feature, might as well have more. So then there's a freshman performance major who's way better than me, and then a junior who's pretty good. He was like in all state and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we have a good time. It's nice to have some young people in the section besides my dad and the 30-year-olds. So
Yeah, the dynamic's so different. Right now, even though I'm only 1 year older than like the seniors in the undergrad
you
class,
feel old.
yeah, I feel old. It feels way different. I think half of it's just placebo because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm on the
Yeah.
undergrad campus. But when I'm in there sitting in class, everyone just feels so young. But it's fine.
Yeah.
I look young too, so I really can't be one to talk.
Yeah. So after the debate, I like scrambled to finish my essays before midnight because I needed to shorten them. But then we have our interviews. I thought they were going to be this Friday, but they're next Friday while I'm in Germany,
Oh, shoot.
or maybe on a plane or something. Or no, they moved it to Wednesday now. So it's not Friday, it's a Wednesday, but it's Wednesday while I'm in Germany. So we're going to have to figure out how that whole thing works.
At
But
least you can flex, though. You can be like, I'm already doing all my international travel. Like, they'll know you're a worldly person.
yeah, well, this is with the ASU people though. Like, it's
Yeah.
just for the endorsement, and then the final submission date is October 4th for the national deadline, and then we don't hear anything back until January for that. So, yeah, and then I need to work on my Germany application too. That's due in November. So, lots of things. I'm honestly so ready for fall break though. I would say it's going to be nice to have this little break in Germany, and then I'll have fall break. I don't think I'm doing anything for fall break. If I'm feeling really like cabin fever, I might go to California and visit Ellie again or something.
Oh, I
That
thought you were
might.
gonna say your actual cabin. Because we went in fall
True.
break a couple years
We
ago.
still we need to do that again. That was so
Yeah,
fun.
that was a good time.
But yeah, after fall break, I only have two classes because right now I'm having like 12-hour days on Tuesday and Thursday. Literally, I have class from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and it's just
Anushka has a
so
similar
much.
schedule. Tuesdays and Thursdays are busy for a lot of people this year, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm excited because at least the way masters work is that all your classes are session A or session B, and I just stacked session A, so session B will be very chill, which I'm very happy about.
Yeah, that'll be good. It's application season for me too. A lot of the club leadership applications have opened, so I turned in some of those.
You're applying to be in club leadership?
Yeah, just the ones I'm really interested
Such
in,
as?
like the Women's Health Club.
Why don't you just want to be in the club? Why do you need to
Well,
be in
okay,
leadership?
so there's these things called cup clinics, which are student-run clinics, and like anyone can come in, they're free of charge, and the whole way they run is because it's people just volunteering their time. And so that's a cause I'm like pretty passionate about. I think it's super cool that we're helping people. We're not charging anyone at all. It's doctors volunteering, students volunteering. And so I want to get involved more than just volunteering my time. Like I'd like to be on the behind the scenes of that one. So I applied for it. Fingers crossed, I get something.
I mean, you were like director of service or whatever for
Yeah, for
KSI,
KSI.
so.
Exactly. And I like leadership. Like I find that I enjoy those roles.
Meaning, aka, she doesn't like to be told what to do by other people.
No, because whatever I tell my people to do, I will do it
That's
myself
true.
because
That's
that's what a
true.
good leader does. But I like finding like efficient, effective ways to do things.
Fair
And I feel
enough.
like it's nice leading a team that's like cohesive, whatever. So I'm looking forward to it if that pans out. If not, yes, I will be volunteering my time as well, of course. And then some other, like maybe a yoga club is in the works. A couple of us have been talking, and that would be fun to get up
Still
and
doing
running.
volleyball now that the block's over, should be starting up again, right?
Yeah, hopefully, because we played the first couple weeks of foundations, and then once the finals started getting closer and closer, everyone kept canceling just to study. And now that we don't have a final for another couple weeks, I'm hoping that people want to start playing again because I like playing. I'm still going to my yoga classes at the rec.
That's very good.
Yeah, I got a semester pass. Like the first week was free and I really like them. So I got a semester pass and it's really cheap at the
Oh, how
rec.
much is it?
It's $50 for the entire semester.
That is so
Yeah,
good.
and you can take as many other classes as you want.
See, this is why I'm like, I wish I lived on campus multiple years because I would have taken advantage of that. Because especially now that I'm not in band, I have so much time that I could be doing that shit if I like didn't live at home this year. I thought about those people have been asking me like, oh, are you gonna like try and still be a CA and find that position and stuff like that? Because I can apply in December for the spring, but honestly, I don't want to work a desk shift. I don't
Yeah,
want to be on duty.
that's so
Like
fair.
you,
You get a lot more time. And like you're settled in now. It's only one more year and then you're off doing whatever the next thing is.
Exactly.
But I will say ASU has free classes. It's
That too.
not even $50. And so my senior year, I really went to as many as I could. And I'm faulty because I found out about it senior year. I don't know why
Maybe,
I
you
didn't
know
know.
what? I'm just over here saying session B. I'll have way more time. Maybe I'll
Oh,
start going
you
session
should. You
B.
should. I really like the classes. And like just comparing the price point to other yoga studios in the
Oh, it's
area.
dirt cheap.
Oh, yeah. $50 will get you 2 weeks, and $50 at U of A
Yeah.
gets you the entire
Well, you know,
semester.
Tyler goes to the climbing gym, which I went for the first time today. It was so fun. Hard, but I actually did better than I thought. I did four of the easiest climbs, which
Nice.
is pretty good. And one of them I flashed. So that means I did it my first try
That is
all the
not what
way
I
through.
thought. Like,
Yeah,
did
it's
Tyler
called.
cover everyone's eyes?
It's No, it's called flashing when you do it all the way, when you do the whole thing first try.
Oh, nice.
And so I did that. But he pays the student price for 3 months is $225. It's
Oh my
75 bucks a
gosh.
month. But to be fair, it's actually a whole facility. So they have a gym and they have classes and they have like a cold plunge pool. And
So
so you
like all the
get,
nice
so it's
stuff.
basically like a full gym, just like the main thing is bouldering.
Right.
So yeah.
No, but if you do the math on that, you're paying like $2 a day or something, 75 a month.
He goes a lot though. He
Yeah.
started going like 5, 6 days a week to make it worth it
No,
though.
totally. It's good. Something like fun to keep you active and moving so you're not stuck in bed all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I never think like putting money towards something like that's a waste. Like,
No,
yeah, it's
if you're using it,
expensive.
as long as you're
Yeah.
using it, it's not a waste. Absolutely not.
Exactly.
So then Ivanka's up this weekend to see me, but also it was her mom's birthday yesterday. So she came up for that. And then it's also the holiday celebrating Ganesh. So I don't know, what's the whole
Yeah.
holiday
It's
called?
called Ganpati.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you said that's just a southern name for Ganesh, right?
Yeah, so you can say it's like Ganesh Chaturthi, I think, or
Yeah.
also Ganpati. We say
Okay.
Ganpati. Yeah.
Anyway, so I got to be part of that celebration and we had delicious homemade food by Ivanka's mom,
Wow.
which of in all our years of friendship, I've only had homemade food one other time.
Yeah.
So it was very nice. It was very good. Met her uncle and cousin, got to help make little dessert dumplings. It was a good
Little
time.
Norbucks, yeah.
Yes.
And then we did the aarties together too. What was your impression of the songs and the puja?
Like so many vowels, it was like really hard. Like I was trying to read along because I had like the lyrics to
Yeah.
follow along, and it was just really fast.
Yeah.
Like it was hard to get everything, all the words in that. But
Right.
I think it was slower. I would have done a little better,
Yeah.
but it
Yeah.
was
It
cool.
was.
I enjoyed it. I have never been like a part of any like Indian ceremony or anything like that, so I thought it was cool.
Yeah. Yesterday I came home and I spent some time trying to memorize some of those aarties because.
We know how that probably went, people,
No,
don't we?
exactly. I'm like, if I can't even memorize my English favorite Shawn Mendes songs, how am I supposed to memorize these songs I hear once a year?
Indeed.
But on the drive home from Tucson, I was just like reflecting and I was like, you know what? I need to go back to my roots. I need to know my culture. And
Real.
so I memorized one of them, which I think is okay now. I just have to keep practicing it.
Yeah. There was one that she was doing with no lyrics in front of her, and I was like, "You did that one pretty well." She was like, "Oh, well, I had to do it for my Erin Githram, which is her dance that she did in high school. So they practiced like hundreds of hours for that. So of course she has that one drilled into her
I know. I'm
mind."
like, I better have that one memorized.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a fun time. Yesterday for my mom's birthday, I surprised her. I told her I was going to come home at 4 and like pick up Anushka from campus and then come home. But I decided to skip my last two classes because they were optional anyways. And I made them up today, so it's okay.
Did they just record? I mean, you just watch the recording.
Exactly. Yeah. So I came home, I got my mom some flowers and coffee, and I showed up at the door and she's like, oh my gosh, I thought you were like one of the salespeople that comes knocking. It's like,
That's
nope, just your daughter.
funny.
And then we spent the morning together, we got lunch, and then I had to get a vaccine shot, so we
Oh,
drove.
that's why you have your immunization record out.
Yeah.
I was like, why is that out? What vaccine did you need?
It's the Hep B booster. So for
Oh, have you
med
not
school,
had that?
I did have it, but if you don't have titers for it, like you need to keep getting it updated if
Oh,
you're going into like a med field or
that makes
whatever.
sense because you're around people. Yeah.
Exactly. And so I had to get all of mine updated.
Gotcha.
And then I wanted to get my flu shot at the same time, but those haven't come
Smart.
out yet. They're coming in
True, it's like
October.
October, yeah.
Exactly. So I have to make
I need to
another
make
trip.
sure I get that this year because it always helps me when I get one during the
Yeah.
year. What's your plan for tomorrow?
Plans for tomorrow is we're going to the Cardinals Rams football game. I've only been to one other NFL game, I want to say, and that was a long time ago. It was again another Cardinals game, but I'm excited for this one because I have Kyler Murray on my team, my fantasy football team. I do
How's
not.
fantasy going for
It's
you?
not going good,
Do
man.
you have a, are you part of a group that there's gonna be like a forfeit if you lose?
No, I don't know. Some people were saying like the loser has to do a consequence, and
Yeah.
people were brainstorming, and I was like, guys, I'm okay with ninth place, just not 10th. Just don't let me be the
Yeah.
loser. And so last week was a little rough on my team. I don't know if I didn't choose the right players or if it was just an off week. I think I need an advisor, so I'll ask around, get second opinions on my team.
Ben Chappell.
No, truly, I need to take a screenshot and send it to him and see what he
Yeah.
thinks. Jackson too, I'm
Yeah,
sure he would be willing to help. Yeah.
either of them would be
I
good.
need some advice, I think. But it's been fun. I've definitely been more involved in the season because I have like a little bit of
Yeah.
stakes in it now.
How do you feel about ASU being 3-0 right
I'm
now?
so surprised and also jealous about why
Yes.
didn't this happen when we were there?
Exactly. I'm like, we only our sophomore year were we half decent, and
Yeah.
then it was just miserable the past 2 years.
We were at every single home game.
Yeah.
Imagine how fun it would have been if we won
Yeah.
those.
So I will be going to some games this season. I'm waiting till it
Yeah.
gets cooler, but yeah, crazy.
And like apparently we've been playing harder teams now because we've like switched
I
divisions and
know.
everything.
I don't know if it was I mean, the coaching staff is the same, but I don't know if it's just new players or what they changed, but
Yeah.
yeah.
Good for them though. Go
Yeah, we're
Devils.
not mad about it.
No.
Kind of mad about it, but Also, remember I always complained for undergrad that we had to be at West Campus, even though there's plenty of space at downtown. They just announced that next fall it's going to be combined undergrad and grad at the downtown
Oh,
campus.
there you
So
go.
happy for future generations, but did not benefit me. I had to go die in Glendale for 4 years.
Like take
So
that shuttle all the way over there.
exactly. Or drive before
Yeah.
last year. So yeah, not ideal, but
Things are improving for the future.
I know, thankfully. Yeah.
So other than that, the football game's going to basically take the entire day, and then I'll drive back to Tucson. I have a quiz that I have to take before Monday, which it'll happen.
Yeah, we just
You
got to get
gotta
it
do
done.
that.
Yeah, I am going to Germany for Oktoberfest, leaving on this coming Friday. Oh my God. And so I need to get ahead on some of my homework, which most of it I can do in advance. Two things I'm going to have to do while I'm there, but Michael's bringing his laptop, so we're going to share to do our homework. But yeah, so I have to start getting ahead on my homework. I'm already pretty good. I have all my assignments through Wednesday done, so I need to then move into the next week's stuff as well.
That's not bad at all. You're
Yeah.
doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other
And
than that, I'm getting brunch with Italy, Michael, and Brendan, who Brendan's been on the podcast. Italy, Michael has not been. And then I have a new student for Italian tutoring starting tomorrow. If any of you guys want private Italian tutoring, I still do that. Let me know. Respond to, I don't know, respond to the story or DM me or something. Text me if you have my number. I do that and I'm affordable.
Those are our plans.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I'm very
Yeah.
curious. Like I'm in the mood to like what's the verb form of be nostalgic to reminisce. Like
Yeah,
I want
there
to
you
go
go.
listen back to old episodes because we were talking about like Fulbright applications and
So
post-college
true. We could
things.
like see compare like what we're doing now to those sort of things. Yeah, it would be super interesting. I wonder if we like sound younger. I don't feel like we like looked younger really or acted younger. Like it would be very interesting, but like so much has happened.
So much.
I'm proud of us for still doing it though. I say it
Me
every year.
too.
I'm proud of it. Yeah, this will be our 4th year anniversary of the podcast in January.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
If you
But
guys
it's
have been
been
listening
fun.
since the beginning, let us know.
Yeah, no, we're the OGs.
As the YouTubers say, you know.
Yeah.
What do you think of the new Shawn Mendes song before we do Song of the Week? What do you think of YYY?
I think we talked about those ones, but he had another one that he sang at the
Oh
VMAs.
yeah, he released it. I thought that one was okay.
I only listened to the little clippings of it. I think
Yeah.
I like that one better than
See,
YYY.
YY is at least catchy though.
Yeah, just very repetitive, which is why it's
Yeah. What
catchy.
did you think of the thing that he was like, thought I was gonna be a father? Do you think he and Camilla had a pregnancy scare?
Oh, in the
In
lyrics?
YYY, yeah.
I don't know. There's so much there because the whole Sabrina Carpenter
Yes,
snap
oh my God.
video.
If you can see, apparently, so in Taste, Sabrina Carpenter's song, in that music video, she has Jenna Ortega as like the girl she's competing against, and she is like looks completely opposite to her, so like dark hair, dark features, everything just like Camila. And apparently during the time when Camila and Sean were broken up, he like Sean and Sabrina had a thing, and they were showing like videographic evidence of that. And I was like, oh my God. So that was crazy.
No, like evidence of her wearing his sweater and like pictures of them out
Yeah.
together. So I think it definitely happened. And then the entire lyrics of Taste is like every time you kiss her, you're gonna taste, or she's
Yeah.
talking to the other girl, being like, every time you
Yeah.
kiss him, you're gonna taste me.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. The timelines line up.
It does indeed. So, anyway, song of the week. What have you been listening to? I'm gonna say Taste is my song.
Okay. I
I
said
have
that
loved that
last
one.
week, I
No, you
think.
didn't.
Yeah,
Not,
I
did you
did
say
think. I
Taste?
think
Do I have to
so.
pick another
Because you
one?
validated me,
Okay, so
right?
then another one is that Charli XCX has come out with two new collabs on Brat, and she's actually releasing a whole deluxe version of the album in October, so that's exciting. But she has Talk Talk with Troye Sivan now, and that is so good.
Has she collabed with Billie Eilish
Yeah, she did
recently?
one with Guess. She did
Okay.
Guess with Billie
That's
Eilish.
what I thought. Yeah. Mine is also going to be from the Short and Sweet album because I've been actually listening to that. It's very rare that I don't just shuffle my entire playlist and I choose one album, but that one I've been listening to,
It's just too good.
it's really good. And I really like Bed Chem. Like it had
It's
something in that song. I don't know.
good. I think
It's good.
it's just like
catchy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Her, she's just so good at a catchy tune. I actually didn't listen to like a lot of her middle career albums. And then I went back like when Short and Sweet came out and just kind of listened to all of her music. And actually, there's some really good stuff there.
Yeah,
Like,
some really good tunes.
I did like the singles, but there were some other ones that I enjoyed. You know,
Yeah.
she's coming to Phoenix, but tickets were so expensive because they're just the price gouging on concerts these days is
Yeah.
awful. And Declan McKenna's opening for her, which is one of Tyler and I's favorite
Oh,
artists. But it's just so expensive. So we're
yeah.
not going.
Maybe
But
like last minute tickets or something.
yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's another episode in the books. Thank you so much for joining, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.